The strong do what they will, while the weak suffer what they must. This is one of the enduring observations of the Athenian general and historian, Thucydides. How this ancient general described strategic concepts relevant to modern war is the subject of this episode of The Ancient Art of Modern Warfare. Welcome to The Ancient Art of Modern Warfare. I'm Chris Mayer, retired U.S. Cavalry Colonel and former instructor for the U.S. Army's Command and General Staff College and the Naval War College. In these podcasts, I present information I think every citizen should know when participating in debates about our nation's involvement in war, not quite war, and ending war. If you think these podcasts are worthwhile, please hit like, subscribe, or follow. In previous episodes, I described the continuing relevance of Clausewitz and Sun Tzu, how their theories of warfare continue to be relevant today. A third military author, Thucydides, is also studied at our war colleges. Rather than attempting to teach us about war, Thucydides describes how two developed states of the ancient world, Athens and Sparta, went about making war. Although writing about events 2.5 millennia ago, the issues he describes are timeless. What makes nations go to war? How can politics elevate or poison a society? What is the measure of a great leader or a great democracy? His descriptions of the moral considerations of alliances, hegemony, and neutrality in war could, with minor changes, describe international relations today. But who was Thucydides that he should have written something that which has survived and been studied by politicians, generals, and philosophers for thousands of years? He lived at about the same time as Sun Tzu, and he was also a general, but of course in a very different culture on the opposite side of the world. Unlike Sun Tzu or Clausewitz, Thucydides was not a military theorist. He was an historian, perhaps the first objective historian, in fact, a chronicler of war. His writings not only provide a description of the political and social structures of the Greek city-states and their international relations, but his writings also demonstrate that the essential elements of war and strategy remain unchanged over 2,500 years. The war Thucydides chronicled is known as the Peloponnesian War, which began in earnest in 431 BC. In 424 BC, when Thucydides was about 35 or 36, he was elected one of the 10 Athenian generals. 2 years later, he was given command of an Athenian fleet and ordered to prevent capture of an important city by the Spartans. Although he was initially successful at smaller battles, the Spartans beat him to his objective, so failing in his mission. Thucydides was recalled, tried, and sentenced to 20 years of exile. Now, during that exile, he worked on a history of the war, a war between Athens and Sparta, their allies and colonies. Because of his exile, he was able to travel freely throughout the Greek world and accurately and objectively describe all sides of that conflict. In describing the overall strategy of the war, Thucydides demonstrated the difficulties and possibilities of war between a land power, Sparta, and a maritime power, Athens. This has since been known as the analogy of the whale versus the elephant, each dominant in their own realm but unable to decisively defeat the other. Thucydides even brings up the challenges of amphibious warfare. His observations regarding land versus sea power are reflected in wars since then, including those of England versus France in the early modern age, Russia versus Japan at the turn of the 20th century, the Pacific Theater in World War II, and the writings of sea power theorists Alfred Thayer Mahan and Julian Corbett, both of whom I discussed previously in this series. Now, these lessons may continue to be useful as we look at the Indo-Pacific region today. Thucydides' observations of how political systems affect war-making are particularly relevant today, comparing the democracy of Athens with the authoritarian political structure of Sparta. Thucydides' accounts of the speech of the noted orator Pericles is an inspiring account of Athens and Athenian democracy. His account of a plague which killed a quarter of the Athenian population is also a cautionary tale on the effects of widespread epidemic on basic societal structures. The Black Death of the Middle Ages and even the current social impacts of the COVID pandemic echo the effects of that Athenian plague. His description of the moral and political effects of civil strife within a state in time of war remind me of the United States and Western Europe in the 1960s and 1970s, and even the political and populist pressures surrounding current conflicts. Anticipating Clausewitz by 2 millennia, Thucydides describes how policy drives military operations. For the Athenians, it shows how the changing policies of a democracy can undermine effective use of the military instrument of national power. On the Spartan side, Thucydides anticipates Sun Tzu's and Clausewitz's descriptions of the strength and potential weaknesses of alliances and how they work in practice. Anyone familiar with the history of both the enduring and changing alliances of the 20th century will find striking similarities over the course of the Peloponnesian War. Thucydides' history is noteworthy for its clarity, realism, and readability. Political philosophers from Thomas Hobbes to Friedrich Nietzsche admired Thucydides' clear vision and his realist grasp of politics and warfare. To me, one of the most powerful passages is what is known as the Melian Dialogue. In this, we see how Athens, which we believe to be a moral and liberal society, is willing to abandon those principles in the exercise of realpolitik. The island of Melos wished to be neutral in the war. Athens could not tolerate this, as Melos might in the future side with Sparta. When the Melians appealed to the Athenian sense of justice and right, the Athenians responded, saying, "Right, as the world goes, is only in question between equals in power." As Athens was more powerful than Melos, they expected Melos to surrender to Athenian hegemony. The Melians responded, noting, "The strong do what they will, while the weak suffer what they must." The Melians stood firm on their principles. In response, the Athenians invaded Melos, defeating them in a rather one-sided battle, killed the men, and sent the women and children into slavery. So much for our perceptions of Athens as an enlightened city-state. The Peloponnesian War also provides a solid historical example of Clausewitz's and Sun Tzu's admonition that long wars are detrimental to the state. The war persisted on and off for 27 years. By the time the war ended, Athens was defeated and unable ever again to impose its will on other city-states such as Melos. The Spartans, for their part, were quickly eclipsed in power by one of their own subordinate allies, Thebes, and became a hollow image of their formerly feared warrior society. In many ways, Thucydides provides modern readers a cautionary tale about international relations, strategy, and the enduring principles of war. As such, he is a valuable resource for anyone wanting to understand the ancient art of modern warfare. And if you want to understand more about the ancient art of modern warfare, please hit like, subscribe, follow, and join me next time.